I'll be darned. I never thought I would have liked it. I like it very much. I do.
Thumbs up on the muskrat.
Definitely.
A lot of people, when I mention it too, that we're going to go to a muskrat dinner, they freak out and they turn up their noses. But actually, it's too bad because it really is quite delicious and it's a very clean animal. And it's prepared nicely, and we like the accompaniments that come with the dinner.
Boy, this Pinot Noir really goes good with muskrat.
I've never had muskrat before. I think it's good.
Like chicken.
It's a lot like chicken, except it's got a longer tail.
Well, everybody wants to use the word chicken, but it don't taste like chicken. I can't put a word on it. Tastes like muskrat.
It doesn't taste like anything else I ever eat. I don't know whether anybody can compare it to something or not, but I can't.
No, I don't eat muskrat. I tried it. I don't like it. I used to trap muskrats, and I don't like the looks of them.
I don't like muskrat. I've lived in Salem County my whole life. My whole family eats it. It's just a nasty piece of meat, and you have to be a unique person to eat it.
I would never eat muskrat because it's a rat. Right? Because it's a varmint that doesn't appeal to me.
Anything with rat in the name, I'm not eating.
Well, I think a lot of people are put off by the suffix rat. If they don't know muskrats, they think of rats. It's really a very good dark meat.
We call them marsh rabbits, really. We know they're clean because all they eat is vegetables, but we don't like to call them muskrat. We like to call them marsh rabbits.
We are at the muskrat dinner at the Hancock's Bridge Firehouse.
I'm Tim Burns. I'm the chairman for the dinner, the Lower Always Creek Muskrat Dinner. What we're doing here is we're pressure cooking the meats to get them ready to be deep fried. But you let them cook for roughly 12 to 15 minutes. It's just hot and long.
Just deep frying the muskrats. Get them ready for the dinner. Look for them to be golden brown, a little on the crisp side.
It is a one hell of a tradition, the way that the people come together down here to keep this alive.
Well, it was a big deal years ago. I mean, this was like the muskrat capital of the world down here.
And the price of pelts was always very high. The trappers trap for the pelts, not for the meat so much. I mean, that was just a side thing. Yeah. I remember the meat, you got four rats for a dollar. But the pelts were $3.50, $4 a piece, right? It's back in the 60s. That's a lot of money.
All these kids in here, you don't see any of them wanting to trap. You know, when I was, you know, their age, everybody trapped. I don't think it'll go 100%. I just think you'll just see it just a minimal amount of people doing it. You know, this whole area, that's all it was when we were kids. You know, everybody, you know, farmed and all that. And, you know, wintertime, that's what everybody done, you know, to pay their bills during the winter. But, you know, you can't live off of trapping now because, you know, they're not, you don't get the money. And the rats ain't, I don't think the population right now isn't there like it used to be.
First time I ever came to a muskrat dinner, my dad brought me, I was 7 years old. It's been a few years ago. And I live in Florida now, but I still come up every year for the dinner.
Started as a fundraiser for the fire company. And they're saying 75 years. Well, I don't remember when it exactly it did start, but we used to have two a year. And then it dropped back to one, and they keep it going now.
Because you couldn't get a ticket.
No, I couldn't get a ticket for years.
Right.
And I finally got four, and even if I was going to be away on vacation, I'd buy them. If you gave them up,
that's right.
You never got them again.
And if somebody didn't mail you the ticket, somebody would have to leave you the ticket for you to get one. That's how bad it was. A lot of guys like the muskrats, but the wife won't cook them for them. So they can come in here and eat all they want.
They used to have two dinners a year. And they would serve like 450 people. But now we only have one. We only have one dinner. It's enough.
It's definitely a dying thing, that's for sure. The whole trapping and these dinners, because like my generation, they don't eat none of this. I mean, unless you grew up around it, you don't eat it.